had a chance to listen to Side 1 and to think about what you want to say to your youngsters about alcohol. Side 2 offers 6 examples of how to handle family discussions. In the first example, parents use a new twist on a familiar game as a way to start a conversation with their children about alcohol.
We have a lot of family discussions in the car, especially on long trips. Dad says we're a captive audience. We can't just leave, like after dinner. A lot of times we play games, like geography or the alphabet game. One time, my dad said, "Let's play the alphabet game using alcohol as the category." This is how it went.
Okay, I'll start. A, alcohol.
B, beer.
C, cocktail.
D, drunk driving.
D could also stand for designated driver.
What's a designated driver?
It has to do with preventing drinking and driving. Say there are 4 people going out to a party together. They decide ahead of time that one of them won't drink at all because that person is responsible for driving everyone home safely. That's a designated driver. No one should ever get behind the wheel after drinking, right?
Right. Okay, E, excessive.
What does that mean?
That's when you do anything more than you should, and that includes drinking.
How much is too much drinking?
For you, it means drinking any alcohol at all. For adults, it means being careful about the amount they drink, making sure they have food when they drink, and never drinking when they're driving. Where were we? Oh, yes, F, foam. You know, the white stuff on the top of the beer?
G, I'll say gross.
What's gross?
Anyone who acts drunk.
Like who?
Like your friend Steve's big brother. He's always pretending he's drunk, like he thinks it's funny.
I agree with you. Being drunk is never funny, so pretending you're drunk isn't funny either.
Okay, my turn. H. Happy anniversary. And then you have a toast. I know. You're gonna tell me you don't have to toast with alcohol. But people usually do.
But they should always have a choice. Now, I. Inebriated.
What? Why do you always use words I don't know?
So that you'll learn what they mean. Inebriated means drunk. Now I'll say J, judgment.
Judgment? What does that have to do with alcohol?
Alcohol affects your judgment. People who've had too much to drink think they can drive just fine. They don't have good judgment.
My turn. What letter are we up to? K? Kangaroo.
A game like this gives you a chance to get some of your points across. And most important, it lets your children know that alcohol and drinking are things you can talk about. It's also a quick way to find out how much your children already know.
I kept waiting for my kids to bring up the subject of alcohol, but they never did. I decided I didn't want to wait. There were some things I wanted them to know before they got into a situation where they were tempted to take a drink. The first time I brought it up, we were watching a football game on TV, and there was a beer commercial with 2 former football players.
We're down to the second last week of play in the National.
Do you think ball players really drink beer?
Sure, they say they do.
Well, I don't think so. Their coaches wouldn't let them drink beer. It would slow them down.
But the TV says it's light beer, and it won't weigh you down. That's why they make it light.
Oh, they just say that. You can't be a good ball player and drink a lot of beer. Can you, Dad?
Well, a good athlete isn't going to drink very much of anything. It would definitely slow him down.
But, Dad, this was only beer.
You know, alcohol is like anything else. You have to learn about it in order to use it responsibly. And appearances can be deceiving.
What do you mean?
Well, take a can of beer, a rye and soda, and a glass of wine. They all look different, but they all have just as much alcohol.
How can they? I don't get it.
You will eventually, I promise. For now, just remember, you should never judge a drink by its looks.
Hey, you guys, the game's back on.
And we'll talk about it some more, okay?
It's not as if parents have all the answers. At least I don't. We're probably all feeling our way along on some of these things. Parents, children, even the experts.
Mom? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How come you keep the liquor cabinet locked?
Why are you asking?
Mom, you tell me to ask questions.
You're right. I'm sorry.
It makes me feel like you don't trust me, locking it like that.
Oh, Tanya, it's not really about trust. It's the responsibility I feel as a parent. When you were a baby, I made sure you couldn't get at things you weren't old enough to use. Just like you feel responsible when Mrs. Johnson asks you to mind little Kathy. There are still some things you need my help with, and alcohol is one of them. I decided that this is the best way to handle alcohol in our home, for your sake.
Tanya and her mother are working on a real dilemma here, and there's no single solution. They have to rely on the love in their relationship and how well they listen to each other to resolve it. One thing we know, it doesn't make much sense to lock up the liquor but leave wine, coolers, and beer in the refrigerator, especially since those are the beverages children use most. Locks are not a substitute for good parental supervision, but they can act as a clear expression of parental wishes. Parents must help their children understand that they are doing the best they know how to assure that their children are safe, and more important, that they are doing it out of love. Like Tanya, some children will see or hear something and ask about it. To the parent, these questions may seem to come out of the blue. Other times, children will see something and not say a word.
The other day when Yvonne and I were shopping downtown, we passed a man in a ratty coat, huge holes in his shoes. He was mumbling to himself, having trouble walking, bottle in a brown paper bag, you know. Yvonne stared at him as he walked by and kept glancing back at him, but didn't say a word. I didn't know what to do, but I knew I had to say something. What did you think of that man?
He looks like he's drunk. Why did he get that way?
He may be an alcoholic. If he is, he shouldn't drink at all. But you know, most alcoholics look like anyone else. And many people who look like that poor man aren't alcoholics at all.
But can he ever get better?
Yes, many alcoholics do.
What I don't understand is, if people know what alcohol can do to them, why do they let it happen?
Most adults who drink are not alcoholics. They enjoy a drink at certain times, but they don't overdo it. They stop when they know they should.
Do we know anybody who's an alcoholic?
As a matter of fact, your Aunt Bonnie is a recovering alcoholic, and I know she'd be happy to talk to you about it. Why don't you ask her?
Children see things that often confuse them. If you don't make an effort to explain, they may think there are subjects, like alcohol, that they can't discuss with you. Instead, you can use these opportunities to start a conversation.
When I was growing up, the kids in our family got a sip of wine at family celebrations, if they wanted some. I think that made it less of a mystery, less of a big deal. In my wife's family, kids were never allowed to taste alcohol. That was the way her family worked.
You think you've answered all the questions and made your rules clear. But kids get older and new questions keep popping up. For instance, just before my sister Sheila's wedding. Lisa? Will you come here, please, and let me fix your hair? We have to leave soon if we're going to get to the wedding on time.
I'm so excited. Do you think they'll have a really big wedding cake?
Yes, sweetheart. I'm sure they will.
And they'll have champagne, too. Aunt Sheila told me they were going to have champagne. Can I have some?
No. There'll be special drinks for you and the other kids. Champagne is for grown-ups. Now stand still while I fix this.
Oh, come on, Mom. Couldn't I have just a taste, please?
No, I'm sorry. You're not old enough yet.
I bet Uncle Jack will let Stacy have some champagne, and she's a year and 2 months younger than me. It's not fair.
Well, Uncle Jack's family has different rules from ours. In our family, the rule is that children don't drink, not even on special occasions.
Lisa's parents are certain that they don't want her to have any alcohol, not even sips on special occasions. You have to decide where the limits are in your family and make the rules clear. It's an ongoing job, because as Lisa's mother said, new questions keep popping up as kids get older. Your teenagers might bring up an incident involving alcohol at school or at a party, and your younger children can learn a lot from these conversations, especially what to expect from you later on in the way of rules and limits.
Mom, Dad, something happened at school today, but I don't know if I should talk about it in front of Cindy. She's too young.
Too young? What do you mean too young? I'm 10 years old.
Well, what's it about?
Some kids got busted for drinking.
Were you involved?
Some kids brought coolers to school and drank them behind the dumpsters near the gym. One of the teachers caught them.
What happened?
They were all suspended for 5 days. Two of the guys are on my soccer team.
You didn't answer me, Alec. Were you involved?
Sure, Dad. I organized the whole thing. No, I wasn't even there.
So what would you have done if you'd walked by and seen them?
I don't know. That's what we were talking about on the bus coming home. We had this big discussion. What would you have done? Would you have told?
What did you think of the punishment?
Most of us thought it was fair. Except some thought the kids who brought the cooler should get a worse punishment than the ones who just drank them.
I'm glad you weren't there, because if you were drinking, you'd be grounded for life, or even longer.
I don't know what I would have done. It's never happened to me.
Well, let's talk about that a little. You're going to be in those situations, and you've got to think about what you might do. You can always say truthfully, "It's not worth it. No, my parents would never let me forget it."
And don't let other people talk you into anything you know you shouldn't do. Saying they made you do it won't wash with us. You're the only one responsible for what you do. You take the praise, and you take the heat. That's why I think all the kids, the ones who brought the coolers, and the ones who just drank them, deserve the same punishment. Alec, I'm glad you told us about it, and I'm especially proud that you gave some thought as to how you might have handled it yourself. Good stuff.
Thanks, Dad. But if I had been there, who knows? I mean, what would I say? Suppose these guys on the team had said...
Alec and his family will work together to practice for these tough situations. As we said earlier, each family has its own style. We've given you some ideas. The handbook that comes with this cassette gives you some activities you can do together as a family to help you know the facts and set your own rules. It's up to you to decide which approaches might help your children understand why they cannot use alcohol until they are old enough to drink.